Good afternoon, ICANN 61, joint meeting GAC and GNSNO.
So welcome back, everyone. We are now going to start our discussion on agenda item 15, our bilateral meeting with the GNSO, scheduled at 15:15 on Sunday, 11 March, for 90 minutes. So if you can kindly take your seats. I can see the agenda is on the screen. We don't have specific slides for this session. So first I would like to welcome Heather, Donna, Rafiq, Yolf, and everyone from the GNSO. And Heather, if you want to say a few words before we start. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. Very few words from me other than to say thank you for having us here. It's always an excellent opportunity, particularly earlier in the week, to establish what's on your mind as well as what's on our mind, and often those two lists intersect. We have an agenda here with some points of note and some opportunities for questions, so I think that's very useful, and I'm happy for us to use our time by diving right in. No.
Okay, then. So first agenda item is an update on latest developments regarding Red Cross and Red Crescent and IGOs. So who should I hand over? Is it you? So please, Heather, over to you.
Thank you, Manal, and I'm happy to update you and your colleagues in the GAC in the context of my role as council liaison to the reconvened policy development process dealing with the protection of Red Cross names. As you might recall, it was this time last year when a small group discussion was facilitated by Bruce Tonkin, shortly after his retirement from the board, and that led to the reopening of various discussions in relation to Red Cross Society names. The update on that is indeed very positive. After discussions as to the basis for protection and so on, the Red Cross, International Red Cross, is putting together a list based on the existing, I believe it's 193, perhaps it's 191, society names, national society names. They anticipate having that list provided to ICANN staff to then operationalize for protection by the end of April. And that group anticipates completing its work by mid-year. So indeed, we, Manal, I hope, will be in a very good position come ICANN 62 to say very positive things about that work being completed. It certainly has been, thanks to some dedicated work by ICANN staff, turning around drafts very quickly and working closely with our colleagues from the International Red Cross. In relation to IGOs, we have two efforts underway. One is the curative rights policy development process. That group is having difficulty reaching consensus on its recommendations. And I understand you have a question as to the inclusion of GAC advice in, or GAC recommendations or GAC input into that PDP's work. And I will say that what is taking place here at ICANN 61 is not the traditional, let's say, PDP meeting of that group. What we have established as a working program here, based on the concerns that have been raised by a member of the PDP, is an opportunity to ensure that all possible articulations of the recommendations of that PDP are captured and are recorded. So we will be using the face-to-face time, which is on Wednesday evening here at ICANN 61, to provide an opportunity, if you like, a drop-in opportunity or open office hours for the PDP participants, all of them, to comment on a straw man that staff have produced that they believe captures at least a variety of, if not all of, the expressions that have been put forward by working group members. The intention here is to make sure that we have indeed recorded all of the various views on this point before we move forward to then making decisions about those. So it's very important then that we ensure, if not here at ICANN 61, then at the follow-up opportunities that will happen afterwards, because of course not all working group participants are here at the meeting. It's important that we ensure that GAC participant advice is channeled in through that process, and I'm confident we can make that happen. So I think very positive developments in that regard, Manal.
Thank you, Heather. This is very encouraging and very positive news, I think, to all GAC members. So any questions or remarks on this agenda item? So great. Thank you, Heather. Yeah. So next we have an update on current PDPs and on GAC engagement in those PDPs. So, Jolf, is it?
Right.
Please.
It's probably not very useful. This is Jolf Hassinger speaking as the GNSO Council liaison to the GAC. We were discussing how to deal with this point, and we concluded that it's probably not a very good idea to go through a full review of each PDP and exactly what's happening in each of them. I think it's more useful that we actually field your questions about specific issues in those PDPs and whether your concerns have been addressed or not. So please bring up any of those that you have on your mind.
Thank you, Olf. So, any questions on any of the ongoing PDPs? So, can we just name them and just to trigger the discussion? Yeah.
I'm happy to take your question.
Okay. Heather.
If you would like to do it, I just want you to be on the spot.
Now, if you can do it, that would be great, because I have the page, but it's going to take me time to find it. So.
No worries. We're having a little discussion here as to who has this by memory, and I'm happy to try and sacrifice myself on bad memory. So, again, Heather Forrest, Chair of the GNSO Council. The present workload of the GNSO constitutes 5 policy development processes. One of those is that reconvened Red Cross protections PDP that I just mentioned in the previous agenda item. Another one of those is what we call curative rights for IGOs and INGOs. That is the use of secondary mechanisms, for example, the UDRP, that those sorts of organizations might avail themselves of. I will say of those two, Council is hopeful, having participated in a fairly robust strategic planning exercise for 2018. We are hopeful that both of those two PDPs will be completed by mid-year. At least that's what we're aiming for. So that gives you some sense of our timeline as well as a substantive update. There are 3 more PDPs that I need to mention to you. One is the subsequent procedures for new GTLDs. That's chaired by Jeff Newman and Cheryl Langdon Orr, who I know you've had a number of sessions with over the previous meetings, and perhaps we'll meet with them again here at ICANN 61. The review of all rights protection mechanisms in all GTLDs, what we lovingly refer to by the acronym RPM PDP, Rights Protection Mechanism PDP. And the 5th one is the Next Generation Registration Directory Services PDP, which is discussing who is, which we often tend in our acronym world to refer to as the RDS PDP. So those are the five. That gives you some sense of timeline, at least in relation to the two that were initially mentioned, the IGOs and the Red Cross. The work in subsequent procedures and the RPM PDP is ongoing. And in fact, we've only just come from a joint meeting with those, the leadership of those two PDPs to better understand their timeline and how those intersect. And we have been discussing with the board as well today the intersection of GDPR in relation to the work of the Registration Directory Services PDP. So all of these things, let's say, are very much in progress. The two that should immediately come off of our agenda, if, you know, let's say if things go as we hope, are the IGO and the Red Cross. Thanks.
Thank you, Heather. This has been very informative. So any questions or... Mr. Morris, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the sense, I'm Morris Lin from Taiwan, for the record. And thank you, GSO's update about the progress. And my question is about the... next generation DSPDP. The GDP compliance of who is a big challenge to us. I'm very grateful to all the colleagues who participated in the discussion and the contribution on this issue. And I hope we can complete all preparation in time. And now I have a question regarding the next generation RDS. I guess the GDPR issue is even more challenging for the next generation RDS. So what's your view about the GDPR compliance of the next generation RDS? Is there any discussion or changes to the original plan, content, timeline, or anything of the next generation RDS because of GDPR compliance? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. Donna?
Thanks, Mr. Lin. Donna Ostrom from GNSO Council. So we have just come from a discussion with the board where we specifically had a bit of a conversation around this issue. Chuck Gomes is sitting directly behind you, and he's the chair of the RDS PDP working group. I understand that the working group itself is aware of GDPR, is factoring it into some of its conversations at the moment, but it's our expectation that in the event that ICANN or there is some agreement on a model as it relates to GDPR, that the council may receive communication from the board which may direct the direction that the or may recast to some extent the direction of the RDS PDP working group. But at the moment it's a little bit of an unknown quantity, but I can assure you that if you need more information about how the PDP working group is factoring that into their discussions at the moment, I'm sure we can organise for... not to put Chuck on the spot, but I'm sure he'd be happy to provide an update. And to the extent that we get communication from the board in the next, you know, in the short term, we can communicate that back to the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Any other questions on any of the PDPs? Yeah, Franz, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Manal. I just wanted to mention, you know, for us GAC members, it's very difficult to follow all of the PDPs, and we're interested in many PDPs because many of them have public policy implications. So we're very happy with, I think, the ICANN staff that drafts briefing materials for us on PDPs and, you know, just to update us on what's going on in the PDPs. And we're talking a bit about that with Jolf because we're thinking about what can we improve on that. It's very useful for us. But a low-hanging fruit we thought about, if you will, would be to add to this briefing, and talking to the ICANN staff as well, because I think they're the one drafting these briefing materials, would be to add a part in these briefings about how the possible outcome of the PDP is depending on what stage we're at. How would they relate to standing GAC advice on the matter? Because as you know, the primary way for the GAC to act in an ICANN environment is to advise the board. And on many PDPs, we have standing GAC advice. So if the ICANN staff that is drafting these updates, briefing material updates on PDPs, if we could add a part on how it relates to standing GAC advice, I think it would be really helpful for GAC members, especially for newcomers that don't know a lot about the history of PDPs and the history of GAC advice. I think it would be really helpful for us. So it was just a suggestion. And yep.
Thank you, Franz. So would you like to comment on this? So Donna, please.
Thank you, Donna Austin from the GNSO Council. So we are aware and have been aware of the challenges that the GAC has with the number of PDPs. I don't think the GAC's alone in that. We struggle ourselves with that. We, the GNSO Council in January, had a 3-day strategic planning session, and we had a lot of discussion around some of the challenges associated with the PDPs, and we had a continuation of that discussion this morning with the broader GNSO community. And one of the, what you're talking about was one of the challenges that was identified this morning. And there was some discussion around possible solutions. So what we, and I can't give you specifics right now, but what we hope to do in the near term is understand, do some more work on what the challenges are, possible solutions, see what we can identify as low-hanging fruit and how we can deal with that. So maybe that fits into this category, I'm not sure. But we do want to maintain the momentum that we have and try to get some runs on the board, so to speak, in how we respond to some of the challenges. So we're aware of the issue. We understand the challenges. We have them ourselves. And it's terrific to hear that the briefings that staff are providing for you are helpful. And any feedback from you about how we can enhance that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Great. So this is more encouraging news. So it's all encouraging today. Any more questions on any of the PDPs? Yeah, US, please.
This isn't specific to a PDP, but it's an issue that doesn't really fit in the context of the agenda, which is implementation review teams, such as a privacy proxy, IRT, and whether or not this would be an opportunity to maybe include those types of activities in these briefings in terms of what the status is and where things are, because I do know that GAC members participate, at least in the privacy proxy IRT. Thanks.
Thank you, US. I think this is a sensible request as well. So, thank you. Any further questions or comments? If not, then let's proceed to the following agenda item, which is on the completion of implementation of the GAC GNSO consultation group recommendations. And any specific... Just to announce the completion? Okay, perfect. So, again, for new GAC colleagues, at least, there has been a GAC GNSO consultation group working on how to involve the GAC early in GNSO policy development processes. The consultation group concluded its work and provided a few recommendations that we were trying to implement. And again, more good news today is that the recommendations, the implementation is completed. So this is just to announce the completion. So moving forward... we have a status update on onboarding of our new GNSO liaison to the GAC. So we have Yolf. Is the new GNSO liaison to the GAC, and the GAC leadership as well has agreed that we have Gilan as the point of contact to y'all. So if you would like to speak to this, both of you, would be great. Thank you.
So. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you, Manal. And I would like to thank Jules for volunteering for this role.
Sorry, yeah. Can you please just... So we have now
Gilan speaking for the record.
Yeah, for the transcripts. Thank you.
Yeah, no, so I wanted to thank Jules for volunteering for this role. It's a very important role for GAC, so thank you very much. I think we've been taking this role very, very seriously. You're the liaison of the GNSO to the GAC. As Manal has said, my role is much less official. I'm only the liaison to the liaison, so to speak. So I'm only here to assist you, Jules. But I think we had a lot of good interactions since last meeting to try to identify, as it was say, low-hanging fruits to improve interaction between GAC and GNSO. We talked a bit earlier about early engagement of GAC in GNSO processes, so of course it's one of the important topics as well. But again, I mean, I'm very happy to have Jules. We've had a lot of interactions since last meeting, so I think we're on a good track. And it's really good to have this liaison role because it really facilitates interaction between GAC and GNSO.
Thank you, Ilfa, seeing you speaking. Thanks, Gilane, for those kind words. And I would like to thank you for really being helpful in getting me up to speed on this and helping with the communication. It has been extremely useful. And we are right now already pretty well on speed on discussing all the ways we could help to share information and what kind of information would be most useful for the GAC membership. And we are definitely working on those processes, and I'm looking forward to sort of improving that information flow.
So thank you, Jolf. And yeah, so any questions to our point of contacts? And by the way, this facilitated our work very much because Jolf and Gilan both worked on preparing for this session, and they were very helpful in compiling the agenda. So it was great. And thank you for continuing the facilitation, and we maintain the open channels. So now on the exchange of views on proposed fiscal year 19 budget, so anything to share from your side?
Happy to introduce it, if you like.
Yes, please. Thank you. Heather?
Thank you, Manal. Heather Forrest for the GNSO Council. So it's very unfortunate, I suppose, the timing that the deadline for submission of comments was immediately prior to this meeting, as many of us were boarding airplanes and traveling to Puerto Rico. So it's entirely likely that many of you have not had an opportunity to let's say, even learn that the GNSO Council chose to submit a comment. I think it's also important to note that the GNSO is a very large and complex body that's made up of a number of stakeholder groups and constituencies, and that each of those stakeholder groups and constituencies also likewise may have seized the opportunity to make a comment. So our comment that comes from the GNSO Council looks at FY19 budget purely from the perspective of the GNSO Council, and it's intended to complement and not override or supersede any comments that may have been made by, for example, the Registry Stakeholder Group or the Registrar Stakeholder Group or the Business Constituency or the Non-Commercial Stakeholders Group, so on. So I think we need to consider that there are then a multitude of comments around the FY19 budget that are coming from the GNSO community. Ours is specifically looking at things from a council perspective. Our comment was submitted on the 8th of March. I'm very, very happy to the extent that that you haven't received it. Manal, it might be easy if I forward to you a copy of that comment so that you can circulate it. It is a fairly detailed comment. It runs to, I believe, 3 pages. I can say at a very high level that we have prioritized and have encouraged the ICANN board to prioritize the budget spend around policy development. That is perhaps, you know, hopefully no surprise to you that we would make a comment to that regard, in that policy development is really mission critical for the GNSO and the GNSO Council. What the bylaws say that we're here to do is manage the policy development process as it relates to GTLDs. So our concern is the efficient and effective use of resources as regards policy development. There are other points that are in our comment. I think one maybe to draw out, picking up on what Donna has said earlier, is that opportunity that we had in January through a special budget request fund to get together and identify our own workload and our own priorities for 2018 and beyond has contributed in a very significant way to our ability to comment on the budget. It's helpful that we know what we need to do in order to comment on how the organization intends to utilize its funds available. And we have asked that process be it permitted to take place again in forward-looking years, that we better align and let's say mature our budget development process to take on board at an earlier stage input from the SOs and ACs to ensure that rather than, let's say, comment on a budget that maybe makes guesses as to what we're doing, that budget development process can take on board a better, a more accurate, a more fulsome sense of what we have as a workload. So those are, I would say, two points of a number of points that have been made in the budget. I'm happy to turn to Rafiq, Donna, and Yulf if you'd like to add any specific points on the budget or the budget comment.
Thank you, Heather. So, any comments on the budget from GAC colleagues? Normally, we didn't normally used to look at the budget every year, but this year in specific, we were seeking clarification on the travel support seats, the number of travel support seats for the SOs and ACs and the GAC in specific in our case. So this is what alerted us to the budget. So I hope we will need to keep an eye on this as well. I mean, in the context of the post-IANA transition as well, and now the powers for the empowered community, that this is one of the things that needs to be looked at. So any comments from GAC colleagues on this topic?
May I add to that?
Yes, Heather, please go ahead.
Thank you, Manal. Heather Forrest. Indeed, I believe I could say the same from a GNSO perspective. Our process in reviewing the budget has been more robust this year as well, largely because of our role in the empowered community, and we have formed a standing committee on budget and operations, and that committee was charged with developing the draft of a comment that then went to council. But we're formalizing our processes around this as well, exactly as you point out, to address that higher level of responsibility as members of the empowered community.
Thank you for this update. So, any comments? We're doing great on the agenda, so this is terrific. So any other business? Okay, so maybe, Franz? Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Manal. Actually, I had a question for Ginny, so regarding the thing we call the empowered community. During our last GAC meeting, we managed to adopt principles for the GAC involvement in the empowered community. Well, of course, we haven't had any substantial issue to deal with since, but that might emerge in the future. And I was wondering, on the GNSO side, what was the status of this? Are you considering it? What are the issues for you? How are you envisioning your involvement in the empowered community? So if you can talk a bit about that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Heather Forrest. So we've referred in some previous comments to the strategic planning session that we had in January. And one of the key objectives and indeed one of the key reasons for asking for the money for that session was we understood that there was a need to review the various governance documents, including ICANN's bylaws, including the GNSO operating procedures, to incorporate mechanisms that will enable us to fulfill our responsibilities in the empowered community. And it was important to us as a community not to do that, if you like, in a sort of quick and passive way. It was an opportunity for us to review the actual provisions of the bylaws and really give careful consideration to how to actualize those new responsibilities. So we spent an entire day together in our strategic planning session reviewing the work that had been done by a working group to review the bylaws, review the operating procedures. And if I could give a very specific example, one of the changes that we have now put forward to ICANN's board, having approved them in the GNSO Council, is a change in the voting thresholds on items relating to carrying out our responsibility, where previously in relation to other matters, the voting threshold may have been a simple majority. We felt that that wasn't appropriate in terms of carrying out our responsibilities in the empowered community. So that's a very, very specific example of the sorts of things we looked at. From a procedural point of view, what we did was we commenced, it was perhaps this time last year, maybe a little bit later, we did constitute a working group to review very carefully those documents, put forward a series of proposed corrections and edits, and that was the mechanism that was used, let's say, for bringing those changes about. We do understand, and I encourage my colleagues to add their own views here, but we do understand that in a certain sense, we are in new territory, and we may well come up with things that haven't yet been addressed, that we haven't yet thought about. We did our very best in taking a first pass at those changes, but of course recognize that these are living documents in a living situation, so we will continue to reflect on this. But in terms of our ability to carry out our responsibilities, I do need to specify that the board has not yet considered the amendments that we've put forward, and until they do, our voting thresholds remain as they are stated in the bylaws today, which is to say simple majority. We have committed as a group to say if something were very unfortunately to arise in between now and sign off, that would be our responsibility, let's say, to deal with on a rather quick basis, despite the not having action from the board. But that is the process, and that is one very key outcome. If you'd like more detail, what we can do is provide a summary of changes that were made in addition to that very specific point about voting thresholds.
Thank you, Heather. U.S.?
Thank you. I wanted to raise another little issue, but this one's GDPR. The GAC hasn't had the opportunity, for better or for worse, to discuss it yet, but I think we're all looking forward to it. But from a GNSO perspective, I was just curious if you could share with us your views as they stand today with respect to the ICANN proposed interim model and what you think the basis of your conversations are going to be this week on GDPR. Thank you.
Donna Austin from the GNSO. So we as a council have not had substantive discussions on GDPR, notwithstanding those that relate to the management of the RDS PDP. So the interim model itself hasn't been discussed by council. We expect that there will be discussion amongst our SGs and Cs, but at this point in time we don't actually see a role for the council. As I said earlier, we do anticipate that there might be some follow-up action required from the council as a possible direction from the board to consider in the work of the RDS PDP, but from a council perspective we haven't had substantive discussion on the model or the discussions that's been happening within the ICANN community. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Donna. Any further questions on... So I think it may be a good opportunity under any other business, Heather, to mention the CEO meeting with the SO and AC chairs this week. We had a very good meeting. It was my very first meeting, actually, but I think it's the second between the CEO and the chairs, and I think it was very useful. We had so many good discussions on, I mean, prioritization across the organization and among all SOs and ACs, as well as the strategy. So, Heather, would you like to... Yeah, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Manal. Heather Forrest. Yes, I'm very happy to wholeheartedly agree with you. That was a useful opportunity to get together, you, me, and the five other chairs of the various SOs and ACs. And we had really, I think, two key things on the agenda, and in fact, we had other things on the agenda that we didn't quite get to because our discussions were very, very lively. One dealt with, as you've said, Manal, the identification of trends. So there is an effort within ICANN staff and the board to conduct, if you like, a bit of brainstorming as to what the trends are that affect the domain name system and affect ICANN. And a list of, I believe it was 10 or 12, Manal, were presented to us to comment on, add to, subtract from. That exercise was very interesting in a sense that we identified a number of trends that were not captured on that list. There was a hearty agreement around certain of the items that were captured on that list. And that exercise will, as I understand it, be offered to the community at large. Let's say I assume, Manal, that the GAC will be involved in that opportunity, and the various stakeholder groups and constituencies of the GNSO likewise have been asked if they would like to participate in that activity. It took us, now we were very active in our engagement, so it took us about an hour and a half to review this list. We broke into small teams. We talked about whether we agreed or disagreed with the various trends that had already been noted, and as I said, added a few more, and I found that to be a very interesting exercise. I confess I wasn't entirely sure what to think when it started, and on balance I thought it was very, very helpful. The second thing that we did, and in fact I'm speaking to them out of order, so I apologize, the very first thing we did was a round table on matters that might affect other stakeholder organizations and advisory committees. And that actually was an opportunity for me to raise to Manal and others the nearing completion on two of our PDPs, which I've raised with you this morning, and the difficulty in reaching consensus on that PDP involving IGO curative rights. So that is a helpful way, I think, to put the broader community on notice. These are things that we're dealing with that may well affect you, and that gives you some extra time to think about those. So how you and I can seize that opportunity in the future, Manal, to as a start to the week, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah, sure. And Manal speaking here. So the exercise really was very useful. Just to add to what Heather said, that this has been done across different departments in ICANN organization, has been done also by the board and now the SO and AC chairs. And finally, it's going to be also done within the community. So we're having this for 90 minutes on Tuesday, I guess. It's the last session on our GAC agenda, so I encourage everyone to participate actively. It's very interesting. And yeah, I see the SOAC chairs work together is a very useful vehicle, and I mean it's a channel between the board and the community as well. And I look forward to having a good coordination, good discussions on this. Please, Heather, yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, Manal. This is Heather Forrest. I wouldn't like to give the impression in my comments, if I have, it's entirely wrongly. I'm delighted that there are four of us here with you today. Rafiq and Donna and I work together as a team, and we, of course, include Yulf in that to ensure that he is fully prepared to be let's say a competent and efficient and effective vehicle for you to have information. Otherwise, that role won't necessarily be as effective as it could be. So I think, you know, you and I maintaining a point of contact is excellent, but I wouldn't like to exclude the vice chairs or Yulf in that, and certainly not the entire GAC leadership. So how you and I strategically include the others, I think, needs to be something that's constantly on our mind, lest there be an impression that, you know, I will never stand before you and represent the GNSO or the GNSO Council and presume to speak for them. We have a leadership team for a reason. So as long as we maintain that, I think that's very helpful. Thanks, Manal.
Sure, Heather. And we do the same within the GAC. I mean, we have five vice chairs and we work very closely together as the GAC leadership team. And no one dares to speak on behalf of the GAC without consulting the GAC. So this is well taken care of. So any other business? So, Heather, please.
Thank you, Manal. Heather Forrest. I suppose one thing that we can update you on that wasn't necessarily a product of the SOAC chair's meeting with the CEO, but it is indeed on the working agenda of the SOAC chairs, is the matter of the security, stability and resilience review team number two, SSR2. You perhaps may know it better by its acronym. So the SOAC chairs were tasked by the board at Abu Dhabi at ICANN 60 with investigating certain concerns that had been raised by review team members and enabling the group to resolve those concerns and then move on. The word pause was used at the time, and it is now upon us to unpause that review team. We have been working very closely together as SOAC chairs. Manal and I are new to the chair role, but Manal, I understand from my predecessor that group met once a month previously, and we now meet once a week. So I can assure you we're putting a great deal of time and effort and energy into that discussion. It is, of course, a difficult exercise across all of the SOs and ACs to canvass the views and to have those expressed and agreed upon in documents. We are in the process of working on a reply to the email that we most recently received from the Board Organizational Effectiveness Committee. We made a request that one way forward for this group may be the appointment of an external facilitator to help them to resolve any final issues and clarify their membership and begin working again. And we're in the process of working on that response and intend to have it out in the very near future. So that is a current status in relation to that particular effort. Thanks, Manal.
Thank you, Heather. So, yeah, it's been a very active group. I have just joined recently, and I'm amazed with the amount of energy. I mean, even without support, you're doing everything yourself. So the group, I mean, is doing everything. So it's quite amazing. So any other business, any questions, comments? So great. Then with this, I Thank you very much, Heather, Donna, y'all, Rafiq, and all GNSO colleagues who are in the room. Thank you for coming. We really look forward to our face-to-face meetings, and we look forward to further engagement intersessionally as well. Thanks to y'all and Gilan. So with this, we conclude our discussions on the GNSO meeting, and I think we're supposed to. So we now have half an hour. We're half an hour early, so I'm not sure whether we want to have a long break or so. Julia, am I looking at the right times or? Yeah, so I thought I closed the session. So the session is closed. We're concluding our discussions on the GNSO, and the session is closed because we have to close officially and then open officially again for the transcript. So the session is closed, and then I'll get back to you, but the session is closed. So to all GAC colleagues, we'll be reconvening at 5 because we have to stick to the schedule to allow for the remote participation. So I'm sorry, we'll have to wait and reconvene at 5. Thank you.